Hey, everybody. It's John. If I sound like I have a little bit of a frog in my throat, it's because I still have a little bit of a cough left from that cold that I had. It's taken forever to get rid of. It's been pretty awful, but at least I feel fine now. In any event, today I wanted to talk a little bit about Game Day. Game Day is a short game review that I post every Saturday on Mac Stories. And I just thought I'd talk about where I come up with the ideas. You know, the purpose behind the Saturday Game Day review is really just to give people a recommendation for a good game that they might enjoy on the weekend. And I'm not a big gamer, but I do enjoy mobile games and just casual games, things that I can play while I'm commuting to and from work during the day. And I figured, why not share that with some of the readers of Mac Stories? So the way I go about finding the games, there's a couple of different avenues. One is just the App Store. The editorial team, you know, there's a lot to be said about the App Store and problems with discovery and issues that it has. I've been a critic of it for a long time, but the editorial team, at least the one in games, does do an excellent job. If you go to that Games We Love section, and it gets updated maybe two or three times a week, there's always some good stuff in there. So I usually look in there at least a few times a week just to see what's coming out. The other thing I've done, and which I think has done worked even better over time, is that every time I review a game, I follow the developers and designers on Twitter. And I follow them more often than I follow the game, the company. You know, if they have a company for their app, I usually follow the individuals instead, because the individuals are going to link back to any press releases or anything that their company does anyway. But they'll also, I mean, they're game developers and designers, and they're going to come up with they're going to have opinions about games they like and point to things that are up and coming that I wouldn't normally see. So it's a great resource to find links to things that are in development. And once I see that, I just kind of keep track of it. Keep some notes in the notes app on my phone and keep on top of it. And then sometimes I do it on the weekend before, like after I publish on Saturday, I'll start looking for a game later in the weekend. But usually I come up with something Monday or Tuesday, and then I just play it. I play it as much as I can, usually in the evenings or on the way home at night, that kind of thing, you know, between Monday or Tuesday and Friday. And because it's a relatively short review, it doesn't take a ton of time to do. So I'll write it, you know, maybe starting Thursday, but a lot of times not till Friday, and get it up on the site usually fairly early in the morning on Saturday before I get my day started, usually around maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. But there's no hard and fast rule, just whenever I have it done. A couple of weeks ago I was in California, so it was a little later compared to my normal time just because I was a couple of time zones over. But yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. It's pretty straightforward. I try to keep them short because the point of the game review is not to recreate the kind of thing you might see in Touch Arcade or Polygon or one of those websites that are dedicated to gaming. The point is to give people an idea of what the game is all about, what kind of game it is, whether I think they might like it, what I liked about it, as well as some, you know, screenshots and usually a game trailer so people can look at it and get a sense relatively quickly without spending a lot of time figuring out whether it's a game they want to try. So that's about it. I hope everybody has a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon.